بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers. Alhamdulillah, I just received this kitab this morning. The title is Purification of the Heart. And the author is Hazrat Mawlana Qamar Zaman Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who was here last week or 2 weeks ago. And he had given us a majlis after Zuhar Salat. It was a public holiday, Wednesday. Very great buzurg. And in this book of Taharatul Qalb, of purification of the heart, he mentions the wa'az and nasihat and the bayans of his sheikh and his father-in-law as well, Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullahi Ali. And Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullahi Ali was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Ali. Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullahi Ali, his wa'az and nasihat and his kitab, many of his talks of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, so mentioned from his discourses as well. And we had mentioned in the beginning last year quite a few of his majalis. So inshallah we will commence this topic inshallah and see as much as we can cover inshallah. The basic theme of this entire book is on the purification of the heart. They have mentioned that the deen of Islam is based on the foundation of good character and places a lot of value to it. We talk about akhlaq. So the deen of Islam is based on the foundation of good character. There are many Quran verses and many ahadith which talk about good conduct, and wherein bad character is disliked, it is abhorred. Rasulullah had mentioned, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I have been sent down as a messenger to perfect good character. And Rasulullah would make the following dua, Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi fa ahsin khulqi. And this is a masnoon dua when we look at ourselves in the mirror. Oh Allah, just as you have beautified my outward appearance, Ya Allah, I'm asking you to beautify my inward, my akhlaq, my character as well. So it's a masnoon dua. Not just we just stand and admire ourselves in the mirror, or how handsome or how beautiful we are, but Rasulullah is directing our attention to the heart of the qalb, the inward. So just as, O Allah, you beautified my outward, Ya Allah, beautify my heart. There was no sign whatsoever of good character in the era before Rasulullah. You know, there was the time of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance before Rasulullah came into this world. There was corruption. But the moment Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this world, we find there was peace and tranquility. And the entire world, we found that there were winds of mercy blowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we sent you solely as a mercy to the worlds. A poet says, the dry, arid land has been moistened by the rains. In other words, the mercy to the world has arrived. When Rasulullah ﷺ came into this world, the advent of Rasulullah ﷺ brought so much of rains of mercy. So all the drought that the people were experiencing, there was no peace, there was no tranquility, no serenity. It was just chaos, turmoil, fights, arguments, wars, killings. All those things disappeared. Now peace, tranquility, mercy came in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Rasulullah sallam. In the Quran, Allah praises Rasulullah sallam's akhlaq. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you are most certainly on the highest pedestal of good character. So the genuine Allah walas, they are the deputies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The genuine Sufis, they are the deputies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his inheritors. They have imbibed the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were illuminated by his spiritual light. We find that the Sufis, the Mashayikh, they also laid special emphasis on the rectification of akhlaq, character. They first rectified and reformed their own hearts, and then steered their friends and others towards it. Instead of sufficing with this, they expressed their displeasure when they saw any failings and weaknesses in this regard. So much so, someone from amongst them said, "At-tasawuf huwa al-akhlaq." Tasawuf is essentially good character. When you talk about tasawuf, what are we talking about? Developing a good akhlaq. And this is why, in the latter times, special attention was given to rectification of character and purification of the soul by Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, rahmatullahi alayh, and his khulafa. So the essential ingredient of their khanqas was excessive zikr and good character. They did not confine themselves to encouraging and emphasizing dhikrullah alone, but with it, good akhlaq. So if any murid wrote to them, informing them of the conditions, and the person would write about the dhikr and other spiritual exercises, that they're doing so much dhikr, etc., these mashayikh would reply, "All this is very good, but what is the condition of your character? Tell me about your akhlaq." So one is, we write and tell the shaykh, mashallah, making so much of adhkar and so much of zikr and tasbih, which is very good, it is essential, but more important, or just as important, is the akhlaq of the person. Thus, if through dhikrullah, the wealth of affinity with Allah Ta'ala, this nisbat, develops in the heart, person who makes dhikr, like we mentioned on Thursday, al-dhakir kal-waqif ala babillah, the person who is making the dhikr of Allah, 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 he's like he's standing by the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dhikrullah gives this person this nisbat. It develops nisbat in the heart. It results in strength and nur. Then through good character, one gets the capability of acquiring this affinity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi used to say, the ability to acquire affinity with Allah ta'ala cannot be developed without rectification of character. This is why special attention has to be paid to both. So one is the dhikr we make of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that is developing a good akhlaq. So Hazrat Mawla Wasiuddin rahmatullah used to speak a lot about self-conceit, ujub and pride. He would constantly say that pride is an illness which deprives a person from many excellent qualities. He would also say with regard to anger is something which not only harms a person's hereafter, but also his worldly matters such as his trade and business and his health even. Anger is an illness which does not leave a person. So these are the maladies that they would speak about so that a person could get rid of all these things and imbibe a good akhlaq. So basically in this course or this kitab, he mentioned three things, or concentrate on three things. Number one, hypocrisy, nifaq. The ill effects of hypocrisy, how rife it has become, not only amongst the ordinary masses, but even the scholars and the ulama also. Nifaq, hypocrisy, may Allah protect us from this. Then he has mentioned about pride, the harms of pride, and also the cure, the remedy, and then anger, the harms of anger and its remedy. So coming to purification of the heart, it holds a very lofty and elevated position, because najat, salvation in the hereafter, is dependent on how pure the person's heart is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a verse, "La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun." And normally, and we find in the tafsirs and the translation, ulama have explained that a person cannot touch the Quran Majeed without wudu. He must be in a pure state. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, none but the pure may touch it, referring to the Quran. Hazrat Mawlana Idris Khandalvi rahmatullah alayhi has also written a tafsir which is known as Ma'arif al-Quran. One Ma'arif al-Quran is written by Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Another Ma'arif al-Quran, also an excellent masterpiece tafsir by Mawlana Idris Khandalvi rahmatullah alayhi. So in his tafsir, in his Ma'arif al-Quran, he writes, he says, the act of touching can be done with the hand. Thus the prohibition of touching the Qur'an without wudu and purity is established from the Qur'an itself. In other words, a person cannot touch the Qur'an without taharat, without wudu.
Then he sees another meaning of touching. La yamassuhu, the word massun in Arabic here. He sees another meaning of touching is the acquisition of a bond and affinity. We can thus understand from this that acquiring a bond and affinity with the sciences and facts of the Quran will only be realized in favor of those who are pure in their character. As for the one whose heart is tainted by hypocrisy and bad character, he cannot acquire any bond and affinity with the sciences of the Quran. This is why Rasulullah ﷺ made the following dua for acquiring purification of the heart. Beautiful dua, inshallah we should try and learn it. It's a bit long now. Allahumma tahhir qalbi minal nifaq. Oh Allah, purify my heart from hypocrisy. Who is making this dua? Rasulullah. We can't imagine Rasulullah having any type of nifaq. He was ma'soom, he was the greatest of Anbiya alayhi wasallam. So he had no hypocrisy whatsoever. That's our belief. That's something which is haq certain. That Rasulullah had the strongest level of iman. But he made these dua for us, the ummatis, so that we do not fall into the trap of these sicknesses and illnesses. So he says, Allahumma tahir, the word tahir from taharat. Wallah, purify qalbi, my heart, minan nifaq, from hypocrisy. Wa amali minar riya, and purify my actions from ostentation, from show, from riya. So when we do any good deed, it must not be for show. So the first thing, wallah, purify my heart from hypocrisy. Then my actions from ostentation. وَلِسَانِي مِنَ الْكَذِبِ. And wallah, purify my tongue from lies. Purify my tongue from lies. وَعَيْنِي مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ. And my eyes from treachery. خِيَانَةِ. Person is casting lustful glances at woman. It is haram. So he is peeping, he is looking at them, not realizing that Allah Ta'ala is watching. So he's making khiyanat. He is not allowed to watch, but he is doing such a thing. He's being disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah protect, purify my eyes from treachery. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورُ. Surely you know the treachery of the eyes and what the chest, what the hearts conceal. Oh Allah, whatever secrets are in my heart, whatever wrongs I have in my heart, whatever bad intentions I have, Ya Allah, you are well aware of all those things. So this is a beautiful dua. We are now coming closer to the month of Ramadan. Now what happens in the month of Ramadan? We start off Ramadan and we hope to reach a spiritual level. But the days move so fast. And because we're fasting and then we've got so much of other responsibilities, sometimes it happens that the Ramadan goes by so quickly and still we don't achieve this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if we try and start purifying our heart from now before the coming of Ramadan, inshallah, we will find some great benefit. So these du'as, inshallah, we can find out later on. Many kitabs have got it. Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq. If you don't know the Arabic, say it in English. Allah, purify my heart from hypocrisy. Wa amali minar riya, O Allah, purify my actions from ostentation. Wa lisani minal kadhib, O Allah, purify my tongue from speaking lies. وَعَيْنِي مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ, and my heart from deceiving, from being disloyal, from treachery. These four things have been mentioned. Hypocrisy, then ostentation, lying, and khiyanat. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورُ. Allah, you know very well the treachery of the eye and whatever the hearts conceal. Another dua Rasulullah made, اللهم جعلني من التوابين وجعلني من المتطهرين. Dua we make after wudu. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. O Allah, make me from amongst those who repent a lot, who turn a lot to you. O Allah, make me of those who repent all the time. Wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. See the word taharat come again. And O Allah, make me from amongst those who are pure. So Hazrat writes, he says that those who repent refers to purity of the heart as well. And those who are pure refers to purity of the body. So you see, those who repent refers to the purity of the heart, and those who are pure refers to purity of the body. So we're talking about the soul and the body. Min at-tawwabin, wallah, those who are seeking your forgiveness, and those forgiveness of all the wrongs of the heart. So we are purifying the heart. And make me pure bodily as well. This is what Rasulullah made dua for, and this is what he taught the ummah. The pious ulama and mashayikh, they used to instruct the murids, the murideen, and the associates and the friends to make the following dua. Allahumma tahhir qalbi min ghayrik. Wallah, purify my heart from all those things besides you. Wallah, purify my heart from all apart from you. وَنَوِّرْ قَلْبِي بِنُورِ مَعْرِفَتِكَ وَاللَّهُ illuminate my heart with the light of your recognition. The problem is we don't make any du'as. The only du'as we make is only for dunya. And of course, we should be making for everything that we require. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala taught in the Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. We forget akhirat. We forget وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So all our du'a is only focused on dunya. Yes, there's no doubt that we should ask Allah Ta'ala, even if we require a shoelace. Whatever we require, ask Allah. But what about akhirat? What about purification of the heart? What about the wrongs that we're doing? What about seeking Allah's assistance for doing good deeds? So these are so many du'as. Learn only what we can, or at least get the essence, and in our own words, in our own language, ask Allah Ta'ala to, Allah, you help me to purify my heart. Allah, you purify my heart. So Allahumma tahhir qalbi min ghayrik. Allah, purify my heart from all apart from you. Wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatik, and illuminate my heart with the light of your recognition. So Hazrat Maulana, he speaks about akhlaq, character, and then he goes on to hypocrisy, and then anger, pride, and then anger. These three things he found, it was very, very common amongst the people, and not much attention was given to these things. So with dhikrullah, he tried he made great effort in purifying the heart, and especially when it came to these three things, hypocrisy, pride, and anger. It is mentioned here in the kitab, he says that normally Hazrat Mawlana Wasilullah Rahmatullah used to conduct an assembly every day, a majlis every day, and he would deliver islahi talks according to the condition of the people. However, the essence of his entire system of education and training, and the fundamental theme of his khanqa, was a rectification of character. In other words, it was focused on the cleansing and purification of reprehensible qualities and traits. And this is what you talk about, suluk and tasawuf. This is what all this is about. He felt that reaching Allah Ta'ala and attaining the rank of acceptance in Allah's court was not possible without getting rid of the base qualities and evils of the nafs. Based on his foresight, he used to say, the presence of evil character is the cause of the worldly and material destruction of the Muslims today. The presence of evil character is the cause of the worldly and material destruction of the Muslims today. He considered evil qualities to be the cause of worldly and even dini corruption. Every salik, every murid who came into his khanqa was imposed on the rectification of character from the very first day. This is what he would teach and instruct, and this is what he would take him to task for. Hazrat Mawlana Wasilullah Rahmatullah regarded just different devotional practices, awrad, wazaif, not to have its true effect without rectification of character. So this is what he focused on, and this is inshallah what we required to make great effort on. So first he talks about akhlaq, and he brings about several ahadith on character. And if you read these ahadith, inshallah, we will discuss them. You will see how important it is to have a good akhlaq. We talk about good akhlaq. Well, let us try and make up that firm resolution, firm intention, Ya Allah, now I'm going to try my best to develop a good akhlaq. The first hadith, Rasulullah said, مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ مِنْ أَعْمَالِ الْجَنَّةِ. Noble character is from the actions of paradise. In other words, the inmates of paradise are those people who had developed a good character. The second hadith, Rasulullah said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. the most perfect believers. In other words, those who have the most perfect iman, ahu, ahsanuhum khuluqan, are those who have the best character. وَخِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ, and the best amongst you are those who are good to their wives. One hadith also says, good character melts sins. الْخُلُقُ الْحَسَنُ يُذِيبُ الْخَطَايَا. Good character melts sins, just as water melts ice. Take a block of ice and we add water to it. The entire block of ice will melt. So there's sins we have accumulated. And how do we melt the sins away? By good akhlaq. He says, evil character destroys good deeds, just as vinegar spoils honey. By virtue of good character, what does the person reach? A man can reach the level of one who spends the night in worship and the one who fasts on hot days. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الْقَائِمِ بِاللَّيْلِ. Imagine a person whole night tahajjud salat. And whole day he's keeping roza. And not just on normal days, on hot days. He's going to, through, he's experiencing thirst. So what his position, what his maqam has been in the eyes of Allah. He's keeping roza for the sake of Allah. Tahajjud for the sake of Allah. But a person who has good character, without keeping, doing such amal, like keeping roza and tahajjud so much, he reaches this person's rank. May Allah Ta'ala give us a good character. Rasulullah said, an upright Muslim can attain the ranks of a person who fasts all the time and recites the Quran at night by virtue of his good character and noble demeanor. A servant reaches the great ranks of the hereafter and lofty levels by virtue of his good character, even though he may be weak as regards of the different acts of worship. In other words, he's not doing so much of nafil. And because of his bad character, he reaches the pits of Jahannam, even though he may be an ardent worshipper. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَبْلُغُ بِسُوءِ خُلُقِهِ أَسْفَلَ دَرَكِ جَهَنَّمْ وَإِنَّهُ لَعَابِدْ. Even though he's an abid, but because of a bad akhlaq, he reaches the bottom of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. A beautiful hadith of Rasulullah should make us realize now how great and how important good akhlaq is. Rasulullah said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ يُوضَعُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ on the day of Qiyamah وَأَعْمَالُ بِي weighed. So among those amal that will be weighed will be a person's good character. Good character will be given a form and will be put onto the scales. When this happens, Rasulullah said, nothing weightier than good character is placed on the scale of deeds. It will make the whole scale heavy, the side of the good deeds. فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ لَيَبْلُغُ بِهِ دَرَجَةَ صَاحِبِ الصَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Because we mentioned a person who has good character, he reaches the rank and he gets the sawab of a person keeping roza all the time and reading, making ibadat of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Good character is stored as a treasure by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This one hadith I read, that just as Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives us and distributes rozi to us, each person is given his amount, his lot of sustenance from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is decreed. Allah says, this person will get so much rozi for his life, that person so much. Just like how Allah distributes rozi and sustenance, like that Allah distributes akhlaq as well. Now this hadith says, good character, إِنَّ مَحَاسِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ مَخْزُونَةٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It is stored as a treasure by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala loves a servant, فَإِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا, and Allah loves a certain banda of his, مَنَحَهُ خُلُقًا حَسَنًا, Allah Ta'ala then bestows him with good character. So when Allah loves a person, from his khazana of akhlaq, Allah gives this person more good qualities. Character is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala wills good for a person, he bestows him with good character. When he wills bad for a person, then he bestows him with bad character. May Allah Ta'ala save us from that. So like this, there are so many ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam displaying to us, showing to us the importance of having good akhlaq. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed to Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Ya Khalili, O my bosom friend, O my Khalil, Hassin Khuluqak Walaw Ma'al Kafir. Subhanallah. Beautify your character even when dealing with an unbeliever. When you're dealing with a disbeliever, non-Muslim, then too you are expected to show good akhlaq. If you do this, تَدْخُلْ مَدَاخِلَ الْأَبْرَارِ, then you'll be included in the rank of the righteous people. فَإِنَّ كَلِمَتِي سَبَقَتْ لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقَهُ أَنْ أُظِلَّهُ فِي عَرْشِي وَأَنْ أُسْكِنَهُ حَظِيرَةَ قُدْسِي وَأَنْ أُدْنِيَهُ مِنْ جِوَارِي. Rather says, surely my decree has surpassed in favor of the person who beautifies his character, that number one, I will shade him under my arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Under my throne, I'll give him shade. Who? The person who has good character. Then I will give him place in my sanctified enclosure on the day of Qiyamah. And I will bring him close in my proximity, in my neighborhood. Allah will give him such qurb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, should I not inform you of the one on whom Jahannam will be forbidden tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah? If I ask the question now, anybody wants to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, should I not show you one amal? Everybody will see us. Rasulullah said, it will be haram upon every such person. In other words, Jahannam won't afflict that person who is soft. Ala kulli hayyin, layyin, qareebin, sahlin, forwards. He's soft, he's ease-loving, in other words, he's kind, approachable, and easy-going with people. May Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. But of course, people mustn't take advantage. If the husband only is like this, the wife will take advantage. There are times when a person has to show a little bit of authority. Doesn't mean you must abuse the wife. No, never. Ustad has to show some authority. Teacher has to show some authority. The boss has to show. Otherwise, the workers will take advantage. Every person, you know, he's a softie. Who worries about him? No. But your akhlaqs, when somebody hurts you and somebody harms you, then you got to show your hayyin, layyin, qareebin, sahlin. But this should be our akhlaq. All the time, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with a soft heart. May Allah Ta'ala make us be loving people, approachable, easygoing. Al-birru husnul khuluq. What is piety? What is neki? Neki is good akhlaq. The beauty of a man lies in his tongue. In other words, correct use of his tongue bestows him with beauty. Al-jamalu fi rajuli al-lisan. Tongue. Then Rasulullah mentioned that the best of you are the best who are in character, those who are soft-natured. Soft-natured. And the worst of you are those who engage in futile conversations. Those who are pompous in their speech. They use very bombastic words and they speak with a... Words, they try to speak very eloquent. But they're not naturally eloquent. Sometimes a person is naturally eloquent. Naturally is gifted. That's something else. But to test ourselves, see how when we speak to some people, some reps or some clients, then immediately we change our tone. But how we speak at home, different. May Allah Ta'ala give us a lofty character. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from having evil character. There are so many ahadiths, Hazrat has mentioned about 40 ahadiths just talking about good character. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at good a'mal, good akhlaq. Allah looks at the heart, how pure the heart is. Allah Ta'ala does not look at the outside of the person. Allah has given us the beauty. So Allah Ta'ala does not judge us according to our outward beauty. Allah looks at our inward. Allah looks at our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us, bestows us with his favors according to the purity of our heart and our akhlaq. I say Dr. Abdul Karim Zaidan has written a book titled Usul al-Da'wah, the principles of propagation. And in there he's mentioned the Nizamul Akhlaq fil Islam, the Islamic system of character. So he's mentioned the literal meaning of the word khuluq. We talk about akhlaq, khuluq, character. It's an innate nature and habit. According to Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh, what is akhlaq? What is khuluq? It refers to a condition which is firmly embedded in the self and from which actions issue forth with ease and which are spontaneous without any need to think and ponder over them. So, akhlaq can be defined as follows. It is a conglomeration of such internal capabilities. In other words, it is a collection of internal capabilities and attributes which have become firmly embedded in the person, through whose light and criteria a person may consider an action to be good or bad. So based on this criteria, he will either carry out the action or abstain from it. Now what is the position of akhlaq in Islam? Akhlaq enjoys a laudable position in Islam. The aim and objective of nubuwat and messengership, risalat, has been specified as a setting right of akhlaq. Remember I mentioned in the beginning, إِنَّمَا بُعِثُّ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent in this world to complete, to perfect, to polish good character. I have been commissioned for the perfection of noble character. Deen has been defined. When one sahabi came to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? What is deen? Rasulullah told him, deen is good character. Like how we see Al-Hajju Arafah. Explain to me, what is Hajj? We say Hajj, don't worry, Arafat. Arafat day, you got to be there. And we explain to the person, Arafat. Al-Hajju Arafah. Although we know there's Mina, Muzdalifah, and so many other rituals and rites that we have to perform. The Tawafi Wida, and Tawafi Ziyarat, etc. So many things. But yes, Al-Hajju Arafah. Why? This is the main thing in Hajj. You must Arafat, you must the whole Hajj. Go on. Like that, you don't have good akhlaq, you've got no deen. So good character is a thing which will be the weightiest on the day of Qiyamah, which mentioned that hadith. And some believers surpass others in different aspects. Those who will surpass all as regards to the level of iman will be the ones whose character is the best. Rasulullah mentioned, you know, the famous incident of Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, when he was being dispatched to Yemen, and Rasulullah was walking and Sayyidina Mu'adh on the horseback, and he wanted to come down and let Rasulullah ride. He felt it was disrespectful. Rasulullah instructed him, no, you remain there. And ulama, the ahadith, they mentioned so many advices Rasulullah gave to Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who was very young at the time. And amongst the advices and things he told him, even told him, see, listen here, perhaps you will come back here to Medina sometime and you will go past my masjid and then my qabr, you won't see me again. And Sayyidina Mu'adh began to cry profusely and Rasulullah had to turn his face away. He couldn't see his sahabi crying. But in the end, you know what he tells him? He says, Al-Muttaqoon. And he says, you know who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah? People will be most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah are those who are pious, those who have a good character. Those who have a good character on the day of Qiyamah, enjoying the love and close proximity of Rasulullah on the day of resurrection, will be for those people whose character was the best. Their position as regards this love and proximity will surpass the position of others. In one dua Rasulullah mentioned, Allahumma hdini li ahsani al-akhlaq. Now we don't have good character. Person is worried. He's got such bad traits in him, qualities. So first we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned many duas. Rasulullah mentioned Allahumma tahir qalbi min al-nifaq, etc. But simple, Ya Allah, I've got bad character. Well, you guide me towards good character. What's so difficult in that? Wallah, you guide me towards good character. Guide me towards the best character. Allahumma hdini. Ya Allah, you guide me. Give me hidayah to what? Li ahsani al-akhlaq. To the best character. Why? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي لِأَحْسَنِهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Because nobody beside you can guide me towards best character. وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا. Wallah, move away from me bad character. Ward off evil from me. Ward off, push away bad character from me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَصْرِفُ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Because it's only you, Allah, who has the ability to do so. You're the only one who can push away bad character from me. So this is the dua we should be making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In English you can make, Wallah, you guide me towards the best character. Because there's nobody else beside you who can guide me to best character. And Allah, you remove from me bad character, because there's no person who has the ability to move away bad character from me. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to try and focus now on developing a good akhlaq. Good akhlaq means that we must smile Of course, when the time for smiling. A person is shooting the class, they look at the ustad, he's teaching, he's smiling at him and think, what is wrong with me? But he's not paying attention, he's being rude. I had one pupil, he was doing Eves. He naturally used to smile. And I didn't know at that moment, at that time, until I got to know him after that, that this is his natural smile, always smiling. Some people naturally they smile. Now they don't mean anything. Now I should think, what is wrong with this surah? I'm looking at him and he's smiling. If I have to reprimand him, he's smiling at me. Now one day I have to ask him, why is something funny with me? Something wrong with me? Tell me what is it. He's still smiling. Then I found out, no, this is his natural disposition. He smiles all the time. Now that's a different matter. But we should try. Sometimes a person is in deep thoughts. You can't expect a person in some maya took place, lost his father, mother, wife. Now you expect him to smile? No. The masjid, now you don't sit and smile here. You're talking to Allah. You're communicating with Allah. But when you're meeting with friends, then you should be cheerful. Then you smile. So there's time and place for everything. And you speak tayyibul kalam. You speak kind, good words. You assist the poor, the needy. And you make hifazat of the tongue. So the three main things Hazrat Maulana concentrates then after that is on hypocrisy, pride and anger. These are the three things inshallah we will discuss. He goes on to hypocrisy, inshallah, we leave it for the next majlis when we will have, inshallah. Because nifaq is something that has crept into our lives and we don't realize that nifaq is now taking over our lives and taking control of us. One is the hypocrisy, as he would explain, is a munafiq who outwardly utters the kalima, but inside he is a disbeliever. That is one type of nifaq. But alhamdulillah, we don't have that nifaq. But the other nifaq is our a'mal, our deeds, our actions, our akhlaq, is exactly like that of a hypocrite. And that is something we need to focus on. Of course, we have to protect ourselves from both. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we'll continue. Important, the khulasa of today is purification of the heart. May Allah Ta'ala purify our heart. Allahumma tahhir qalbi. Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq. Try and learn the du'as when you look at the mirror. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi, fahassin khuluqi. One is khalqun, which means appearance. Khuluq is the character. And the other one, Allahumma ahdini li ahsanil akhlaq. Allah, you guide me towards good character. Because nobody else can guide me towards good character but you. Allah, remove the bad character from me. Nobody else can do it and move it away from me besides you. Learn these du'as, make these du'as when we are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make effort with dhikrullah inshallah, and we try to bring good character in our lives inshallah. Allah ta'ala will purify our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.